Welcome to the Echoes of Faith podcast on the Living Bible Hub Network. I am your host, Sherry T., and this is the best day of your life because God is in control. Our show today is Conversation with Cousins from a Christian Perspective, featuring Eddie J. and your host, Sherry T. Enjoy the show after a word from our sponsor. Eddie J., let our community, the listening audience, know what's happening on Facebook with you.
Every Monday at 10 a.m., I come on live via Facebook with Monday Morning Manna. Monday Morning Manna is just a short devotional to kick off our week. At the beginning of 2023, we decree and declare that this year would be the year of breakthrough. And even in this last quarter, I'm believing God that breakthroughs will flow like never before if your life is in line with the way, will, and word of God. Hope to see you soon. God bless.
Good morning, good morning, good evening, wherever you're at. We're so glad that you have joined us once again. Conversation with Cousins from a Christian's Perspective. I don't know about you, but y'all know I'm always on fire because I love Jesus. There's something about the name of Jesus. Something about the name of Jesus that just sets my soul on fire that I just got to share. But without further ado, y'all know my name is Sherry T. and my cousin's name is?
My name is Eddie J. And again, we are grateful and thankful for all of you who continue to rock with us. Again, this is episode 34. Episode 34. Yeah. So again, we are grateful and thankful for some of you who have been rocking with us all the way. Some of you have come along the journey. Again, we want to ask that you continue to share this, continue to subscribe to this, get the word out, let them know Conversation with Cousins is on every week. Again, we're dealing with topics that you don't hear normally in your churches.
Yes.
Any other type of ministry. A lot of times we don't talk about the things that we talk about is not talked about on the norm.
Yes.
So again, we just ask that you get the word out, let them know. Again, this is episode 34, and we are in continuation of what we talked about on last week, dealing with breaking the chains of rejection.
Amen. John.
So again, we are now continuing in this Joseph story. We touched on it a little bit, but I know you're going to be blessed by it as we continue in this Joseph story. Again, this thing of rejection is deep. And when we look at this story of Joseph, the brothers felt rejected because the daddy favored the younger child or loved the younger child more than them. But we also have to realize parents have to love each child differently.
Say it. Truth.
Because each child is not the same. So you can't love one child. You can't love multiple children the same way because they're not the same. And a lot of time, again, a lot of the time, because of the misconceived notion that one parent loved more one than the other, that's where people get messed up. Go ahead, cuz. Yeah.
Well, cuz you just kind of opened up a whole spiritual when you start going down that list. I mean, how everybody that's listening has been touched in some way off of that list. And when you go back and you really begin to study this thing and you say, you know what? Rejection can start in the womb. That is so true because it's spiritual. A spirit of rejection, it's spiritual. And rejection does not come from God. It is not a godly thing, but it can happen because of what parents have gone through, and they've never been healed of their own rejection. And beyond them knowing, they pass that same hurt and pain, because probably they're you know, even while they're going through that, they're still trying to deal with it, or they still have that spirit of rejection, that hate, that distrust, you know, towards that person that they have not forgiven. At the end of the day, you know, you got to be able to forgive. You got to be able to forgive. You got to forgive from your heart. And it's sometimes we just got to cry out to God, say, Lord, help me, and not continue to let this thing have a momentum effect. Because can you only imagine that if you feel like you've been rejected from the womb and you come and you live in the earth for any length of time, the roots that take place, because it's spiritual and it's got some legs to it. And when you begin to really look at personalities of people and what they go through, the only thing that can bring them out of this spirit of rejection is the grace of God.
Yeah.
Saying, Lord, help the hurt. Because the heart hurts. The heart is broken. And sometimes people don't know that their heart is broken, and it's not anything that they have, but it's the spirit and the natural are so connected. That we have to understand that it's got to be a cry out. It's got to be a cry out for help. It's got to be a cry out to God. Say, Lord, help me heal the pain, heal the rejection. Because that's what Jesus came to do. He came to heal. He came to heal the brokenhearted. And so while you're going through this family unit, and I mean, cause you woke up something right there for me. You woke up something just to imagine the weight that some people carry throughout their lives and don't know that it started way back in the womb. Started when they were a little child, hearing negative words. Words matter. They are powerful. They are life and they are death. So you really have to choose your words carefully. And I know we living in a world that, you know, people just say whatever, but it's damaging to the spirit. And when it gets into the heart, it goes into the ear, it gets into the heart, and it takes root. And you're years and years and years gone through that hurt and pain. Wow. Yeah. I mean, cause you, yeah, hopefully whoever's listening, I mean, it's the Holy Spirit is dealing with their hearts, that they just say, you know what, Lord, that's me. And today, heal me. Break the chains. And I like we use even just break this, because when you break something, it, you know what it says, Lord, destroy it. Destroy it that it doesn't take root again in my life.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and destroy it, that the roots of that thing are gone. That you can walk in some real freedom, some real, you know what love is, because rejection don't live here anymore. That's what you want to experience by the power of the Holy Spirit. Back to you, Kes.
So again, we got to recognize that not only is rejection a demon, it is also a personality.
Yes.
And the rejection personality comprises different spirits that join and strengthen rejection.
Repeat.
The rejection personality comprises different spirits that join and strengthen rejection. So again, I'm about to give another list. Demonic spirits that may enter as a result of rejection include the following. Mm-hmm. Lust, fantasy, and perversion. Insecurity and inferiority. Pride, vanity, and ego. Self-accusation. Depression. Perfectionism. A feeling that life and people are unfair. Guilt, shame, and confusion. Fear, paranoia. Indecision. Passivity. All of these are rooted with how demonic spirits can get tied into all of those different things. And I just gave a partial list.
Yeah.
So it's important, if you ever feel rejected, and I know that you have, we got to also remember that our Lord and Savior was rejected.
Oh, preach that.
And that's the last one. You knew we had to come to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we talked about Hagar. We talked about Joseph. But the ultimate person that was rejected, and let me say this, and is still rejected today, is Jesus.
Repeat.
The ultimate person that was rejected and is still being rejected today is Jesus. Isaiah 53:3, matter of fact, I'm going to read a little more than that. It says, he was despised and rejected by men.
Mm-hmm.
A man of suffering who knew what sickness was. He was like someone people turned away from. Mm-hmm. He was despised and we did not value him. Yet he bore our sicknesses and he carried our pains, but we in turn regarded him stricken, struck down by God and afflicted. But he was pierced because of our rebellion, crushed because of our iniquities. Punishment of our peace was on him, and we are healed by his wounds. Some say we are healed by his stripes.
Yes.
Think of somebody who has been rejected.
Mm-hmm.
The one ultimate one who has been rejected, and as I said, is still being rejected to this day.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Jesus Christ, he died so that we can get rid of all of the rejections. And he died and he broke every chain.
Yes.
It's already broke. We just don't realize, people just don't realize that it's already broken. And when people realize that Jesus already broke every situation and that they would just tune in to him, because it's already broken,
yeah,
all they have to do is tune into him, and then they can have life and have it more abundantly. Go ahead, cuz.
Wow, wow. Coming back to the ultimate person who is still being rejected today, Jesus. Jesus. And here Isaiah is foretelling the story that he's coming, but he's gonna lay everything upon his shoulder to destroy it, that we don't have to walk in rejection. We can walk in complete freedom. And like you said, people just don't get it. But today, those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. Jesus paid it all. People are still rejecting Jesus. That's why he said, whosoever would believe that God sent his only begotten Son, that you don't have to live in a state of rejection. You don't have to live. And here, cuz again, just began to give a taste of a list of principalities, spirits that attach themselves to the spirit of rejection. When he was going through that list and he came across paranoia, I said, Lord, how many of our mass shootings are dealing with rejection and they're following that spirit of paranoia? They're paranoid. You know what? No word. No Jesus. People that you are refusing eternal life, because sometimes, you know what? Eternal life gets us into heaven for sure. But eternal life gives us the ability to walk in this atmosphere, because he said the chastisement of his peace, of our peace, was upon him. And so he relinquishes that. He gives us our peace back. And so many people that are in these situations don't have peace. And I'm not talking about the worldly peace, because the world ain't got no peace. They got a bunch of chaos going on. But there's a peace that surpasses your own understanding. No matter what you're going through, God says, I'll give you peace in that situation. Why? Because Jesus took it all the way to the cross. Don't reject it. I'm talking to some people that have not accepted Jesus Christ in their life today, have not asked the Lord, you know what, if you're real, if the God that they're talking about is real, make yourself real to me today because of what Jesus Christ paid it all. If you were the only one in the earth, he would have went to Calvary just for you because that one man, Adam, sinned, rejected the Father in his disobedience.
Yeah.
And he said, don't worry, I got you covered. And Isaiah begins to unfold and tells us what Jesus Christ is going to go through, the rejection that he'll face. And he did it all out of L-O-V-E, love.
Yeah.
He did it out of love. Because the God wants you, the God that created the heavens and the earth, that formed man out of the dust, wants you to experience all of who he is, who you are in him. That's why at the beginning of time, when he created man, he breathed the very breath out of his nostril into man's nostril. He breathed that breath of life into man's nostril, and man became a living soul. Everything that we needed, God had given us in the form of his spirit. That's all that is. God said, I'm going to put my spirit into something I just formed out of dust. And man became a living soul, that we would not have to walk the path of rejection. When we come to the knowledge and the fullness of truth, rejection must go because the light just showed up. It exposed the darkness. And today is the day of freedom. The chain has already been broken. It's been already destroyed. Jesus took this thing all the way to the pits of hell and said, give me my stuff back. Take back the key and kick that devil out. Say, you got an eviction notice, an eternity eviction notice. Stop giving the devil the place that he don't deserve. Nobody deserves that place but Jesus Christ, because he paid it all. So he knows what you're feeling. He knows what rejection is like, because he was rejected all the way to the end. But even on the end, he said, not my will, let your will be done. He called out to his Father, not thy will, but let your will be done. And when it was all over, he said, it is finished. Ain't nothing he can do. Nothing else needs to be done, y'all. All you got to do is believe. Believe that Jesus did it. Paid the price that you might be free from rejection today. Back to you, Cass.
So again, and when we think about rejection, just don't feel by yourself if you've been rejected by your own people, because yes, Jesus was rejected by his own.
Woo.
It tells us his own received him not.
Yes.
But sure, that still didn't stop him.
Say it, Cass.
That still didn't stop him from doing what he was called to do.
Woo.
That didn't stop him from his purpose.
Yes.
And I all of us have God has a plan and purpose for all of our lives.
Preach, preach now, preach.
And we cannot allow anything to stop us from that.
Yeah.
Again, Jesus felt rejected. His own people received him not.
Yeah.
But that didn't stop him from what he came to do.
Mm-mm.
He came to reconcile all humanity back to the Father.
Say it, say it.
He knew his purpose.
Mm.
And because he knew his purpose, he didn't allow anything to stop him from fulfilling the purpose that he has.
Amen.
So you have to decree and declare deliverance from rejection.
Mm.
You have to speak that over your life.
Mm.
So you have to say, Lord, you are my light and my salvation. You are the strength of my life.
Great.
I will not fear anything or anyone.
Great.
You have to say, I believe and receive that what you said about me. Your truth set me free from the spirit of rejection. You have to believe and decree and declare,
yeah,
you have nailed my rejection to the cross.
Woo.
I'm free. You have to decree and declare that I have been chosen by God from the foundation of the world.
Say.
You have to decree and declare that I am holy and without blame.
Hey.
Decree and declare that I have been adopted as your child according, yes, your good pleasure of your will.
Hey.
You have to decree and declare that I am redeemed through the blood of Jesus.
Say it.
You have to decree and declare things over your life, and you will not live in that spirit of rejection anymore. Now that you have watched this, that spirit of rejection is gone. So, because free us out, people are going to be set free.
Amen.
I'm watching this episode.
Amen.
So pray us out, cuz. Pray us out.
Father, right now, we just thank you for the very presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, because we have heard the word of declaration and declared it upon our own lives that today the spirit of rejection must be gone. As we said just a few weeks ago, we just say, come out in the name of Jesus. You got to go. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. And Lord, we declare that all those that have an ear to hear that are crying out before a holy God, that they are healed, made whole today because they have been loosed from the bondages of wickedness. Because Jesus paid it all at Calvary's cross because the blood still works. Father, we thank you today.
Hallelujah.
We thank you because there's nothing more beautiful than the story of Jesus Christ, who said, I'm coming into the atmosphere to complete the will of my Father, and took it all the way, did not get sidetracked, regardless of what he went through. When his own rejected him, he still said, he looked to the cross of Calvary and said, I'm on my way home. Father,
yes,
I
Lord.
Thank you. Woo!
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Mm.
Because today we are living proof of the grace, the mercy, and the goodness of what Jesus paid at Calvary.
Hallelujah.
We are your people. We are your children. So, Father, those that have an ear to hear, I pray that the Spirit of the living God sets upon them right now. And Lord, they experience the warmth of the Holy Spirit, the love that you have, that's an eternal love. That all we have to do is believe beyond a shadow of doubt that the name of Jesus has set us free. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in all of our lives, in the lives of our family, the lives of our friend, the lives of our community. And when darkness is all around, we thank you that we are the light because we believe. And because we believe, you have set the captive free today. Father, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
That all those that have a ear to hear. For the believer, I thank you that they're strengthened today. For the backslider, I thank you that they're coming home because they've repented. They understand the error of their ways. They understand that your love still draws them to the place that'll never run dry. And Father, I thank you for the one that has been struggling for the God that lives on the throne and unto the Lamb. And Father, I thank you for the one that's lost today, the lost sheep, that you have come back into the atmosphere. You've touched their hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, you reveal to them the love of Christ, that the plan that you have for them is a yes and an amen.
Yes, Lord.
That today they can repent. They can turn their lives around by just asking you, Lord, be the healer of my soul. Thank you for healing me of my rejection. Thank you for healing me of my own rebellion. To refuse the truth today, Lord, I won't refuse it again.
Hallelujah.
I'll accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And Father, I thank you that today the kingdom of God is being manifested in the earth. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. We thank you that the purposes in heaven are being affected in the atmosphere of the earth. Father, those that hear it, may they go in the peace and the blessings of the Lord. May their day be strengthened. And may their joy be full. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you for listening to the Echoes of Faith podcast on the Living Bible Hub Network. Partner with us. Like, subscribe, support. Visit our website, livingbiblehub.com. Until next time, peace, love, and blessing.